Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is today's Psalm, Psalm 51 of David, which we read responsively earlier. Please be seated. If you were to write something about yourself that you knew other people would read and remember, what would you want it to say? Or if someone else were to write about you, what do you hope that they would write? I suppose, in a sense, I'm asking about what you want on your obituary or your gravestone, a final statement about a person's life. That seems a bit morbid, perhaps. But not so far off the mark on a day when we smear our foreheads with ash and hear the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Because the fact is that unless the Lord returns in glory first, none of us will make it out of here alive. Now, we don't have King David's obituary or gravestone, but we do have a record of his life, including the heading to Psalm 51, the penitential psalm for Ash Wednesday. We didn't read this part of the psalm, but it's there in the Bible if you open to Psalm 51. The heading says, "To the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba." Think about that. Every time that someone opens the Bible to read this psalm, they see these words. It's not a record of David's many victories, like when he killed Goliath. It's not a statement about how David was a man after God's own heart or the founder of a royal house and dynasty. It's not a promise that the Messiah will come from David's line. No, in the heading of Psalm 51, what we get is a memorial of David's worst moments, of an episode that would hang like a sword over his head, bringing woe and sorrow. David, or whoever edited his Psalms, puts in the written record a note about his sin. Or I should say, a note about his many sins. You may know the story. It started when David was on the roof of his palace, and looking out, he saw his neighbor Bathsheba bathing. What followed was a train wreck of sin and sorrow. Adultery, an illegitimate child that died in infancy, staying home while the army went to war, lies and deceit, culminating in the end in the murder of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. And no one knew. No one, that is, except the Lord. And what did the Lord think about it? We're told that what David had done displeased the Lord. So that's what we have in Psalm 51, a psalm that airs David's dirty laundry and failure for all to see over and over and over again. It's a reminder that repentance isn't just a single moment, but when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, "Repent," he wanted the entire life to be one of repentance. Our entire life, not just on Ash Wednesday, not just in the season of Lent, but 24/7, 365, and an extra day every leap year as well. By daily contrition and sorrow, the old Adam in us is to be drowned together with all sins and evil desires. Now, maybe your dirty laundry has been aired too, and others already know about it. At the very least, those closest to you know your dirty laundry. But maybe it's still hidden from sight. Hidden from the sight of others, but known to the Lord. It's not hidden from Him. Whatever the case may be, I know that what I've done is displeasing to Him as well. I know that my thoughts and desires have been soiled with sin. So like David, I can confess, and it's true, that I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I agree with what he wrote. And he and I both agree with God. All have sinned and fall short of his glory. When I look at my life and my relationships in the light of God's Ten Commandments, which we spoke together earlier, I begin to see just how far short I've fallen. David fell short. Peter has fallen short. And so have you. Now, that's not what I would want written about me. He fell short of the glory of God. How about that in my obituary? But it's true. That's not what I would choose to write about myself, but there it is. David spoke the truth about himself and each one of us. But more than that, when finally called to the carpet by the prophet Nathan for what he'd done, what did David do with his sin? He didn't boast about it. He didn't justify it. He didn't deny it or hide it. And he certainly didn't wallow in it. No, he lamented and confessed his sin. He turned in repentance. And these are the words we have in Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Those words have been on your lips today as well. And it's the only thing to be done with our sin, to lament and to confess and to turn from it. But not to turn back into ourselves. No, as David said, when he confessed his sin, he looked to God, not on the basis of his own life and righteousness, but he said, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. And we hear this as well on Ash Wednesday. We hear this from David, inscribed in this psalm for us to hear and to read and to pray over and over and over again. For we know this about our God. He is faithful and he is just, and he will forgive our sins and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is why the ashes on our foreheads come in the shape of a cross. Because even the death that we deserve is not greater than the abundant mercy and steadfast love of our God. For we know, as St. Paul said, that for our sake God made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ had inscribed over his life and over his cross the statement of sin and condemnation as well. He was the one who was accused, wrongly accused, but accused nonetheless of sin so terrible and so horrible. He was the one who was nailed to death on the cross for the sin of the world, because he is the Lamb of God who takes that sin away. Our Lord Jesus Christ bore not his sins, but David's sins and my sins and your sins. And he has taken them away by his cross. This too is written for us in the scriptures. And we read it over and over and over again. For our sake, he became sin, though he knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And this is the righteousness that you have by baptism in Jesus Christ. We do not know what was written in David's obituary or on his tombstone, nor can we find those today. But we know this from what God says in his word, that David's name was written in the book of life because his sins were paid by Christ. And so also yours as well. You have a name written in the book of life. Not written with your sins, but written in Christ's blood with your forgiveness. In Jesus' name.